You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at wearelibertarians.com. Join in on the conversation. Visit the sidebar at wearelibertarians.com and join our Facebook group, meet other listeners, and get our daily news dump.
Oh, the Johnny Rocket Launchpad is liberty. Each week, we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at JohnnyRocketLaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty, rock and roll.
Hey guys, this is Roger Paxton, and if you're fed up with the government running every single aspect of your life, but you're not listening to the Lava Flow podcast yet, then what's wrong with you? Check us out at thelavaflow.com, or just go back to sucking up to the government. The Lava Flow podcast, striking the root every single episode.
It's time to shake up your podcast feed, folks, by subscribing to Lions of Liberty, the only libertarian variety show out there. Spend Mondays with me, Mark Claire, as I feature in-depth interviews with great names in the libertarian community and fun roundtable discussions.
Electric Liberty Land with me, Brian McWilliams, every Wednesday, your weekly dose of comedy, culture, and liberty.
And Felony Fridays with me, John Odermatt, where I expose injustice in the broken criminal justice system.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and at lionsofliberty.com.
The Boss Hog of Liberty podcast is the latest hit on the We Are Libertarians Network. Each week, Jeremiah Morrill and Dakota Davis explore life in Henry County, Indiana.
It's a show about our circle of friends, public officials, and our experiences. 80% observation, life, humor, and 20% politics. Boss Hog of Liberty is the day-to-day happenings of Henry County, Indiana, which is just like your community. Add us on iTunes and sample us today.
Dear Leader would want you to.
We are supported by listeners like you. Donate per month or make a one-time donation through PayPal or Patreon at WeAreLibertarians.com. Welcome to We Are Libertarians. I am your host, Chris Spangle. We are the podcast that brings you all of the irreverence modern politics deserves, and we are live on location. I forgot my script, so we don't have the normal script, but you know the deal. Like us on Facebook, find us on iTunes, rate and review us, donate on Patreon, and blah, 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 blah. The last episode was a little more news. This episode, again, we're going to talk some politics, but we are live and on location with Kat Anagnos and her sorority sisters up here in lovely Muncie, Indiana. And with me, as always, is Greg Lenz. Greg, glad you made the trip
up. Man, I am so excited to be here. I could not be more ready to just have a group shaming of Kat Anagnos.
Oh. Looks Kat like nobody introduced me yet.
Kat is here.
Looks
Kat,
like
how are you?
Hello, everyone. It's so good to be back.
Yes, it's you. I don't know why you thought this was a good idea.
Well, here's the thing. I'm used to being publicly shamed every time I'm on your podcast at We Are Libertarians.
Right.
So I thought this time, you know, it's in the rules. You know, rules are in my rules, my house, my rules. Thought it'd be fun, and I've been telling so many stories of the roommates. I thought it would be fun. You guys got to meet them.
I've heard so much about you guys.
I'm hoping that's a good thing.
She read your diary and told me everything, Katie.
I'm not surprised.
This is Katie. We're not going to say last names because we want them to have careers.
Exactly.
And associating with us is just too much, in the first place.
Boring people hate us.
Well, here's the problem. Kat, like, to make herself look more famous, Greg, has not only told them how big this podcast is.
It's huge.
But also like how offensive it is, and so like two of the roommates won't even come on because they're too scared.
They'll come on. We'll get them.
What's been your perception of the podcast, Katie?
Well, Kat has made it seem that like the minute you guys were coming into our house, it was gonna be like a roast session of all of us.
I left the Confederate flag in the truck,
yeah.
So don't even get.
So we were all a little scared to meet you. I thought it was just gonna be like immediate like.
Have we fulfilled that?
Slightly, but not as much as Kat has said. So
yes, and then also with this is, how often does Kat lie?
She's CNN.
Basically. Also with this is Gina. Let's introduce Gina. How are you doing? Gina's very quiet, very nervous. Gina, now you were not. You don't live in the house, right? You're just a friend.
No, Gina lives here.
She lives here.
Oh, you do?
She tried to burn it down.
Just because she got kicked out of the sorority.
Yeah. I'm actually not a sister, but I was.
She's a brother.
She seems. Would blackballed be the right term?
Oh, God. I told you to be nice, Greg.
No, I think she's the best. I don't know why I don't know why Jackie kicked her out.
Thank you.
In the wings, who will eventually come on? We know it. Jackie and Jordan, they're here as well. They're the two people who have to put up with Kat. I mean, Jordan, in the bonus segment, at least for we have a Patreon, and the people that donate, they subscribe, they get a special bonus segment of the show. And I want you to come on in that segment and tell the story you told us before.
Oh my God.
And also about the chair I'm sitting in, and tell the embarrassing stories about Kat. Will you please do that for us? Okay.
Outstanding.
I'm very excited. So Gina lives here. Gina, are you the one that almost burnt the place down the other day?
Yes.
What were you cooking?
A turkey burger.
Yeah. Spangle has thrown his microphone
another
down.
Vegan.
It's not even real meat. It's not.
It's turkey.
If you're going to burn a house down, do it over pizza or steak or something.
It was a stovetop, though. Like a stovetop fire, you know?
Oh, okay. You were frying the burger?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, Gina watched Breaking Bad. She got inspired, and next thing you know...
Well, it is Muncie. Meth is, you know, it's profitable here.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Pay my tuition.
Yeah.
Now, Katie, this is your second year living with Kat, isn't it?
It is. I lived with Kat in the dorms last year.
I need you to confirm or deny something.
I will.
Oh, boy.
Does Kat pee in cups
yes.
at night?
Every word Kat has said on the podcast about her peeing in any form of container is absolutely true.
Gina, you were very quick to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been peed on?
Not by Kat, but
she's into some really weird stuff, if you know what I mean.
Gina, are you single? Just me.
You know Donald Trump.
Kat just spewed juice everywhere.
Kat, my apple juice, no!
I told you to go before the show.
Hey, sorry.
Now, so you've been peed on mm-hmm. by lovers.
No.
Oh, okay. Now,
she works at a daycare.
Raise of hands. This is a moment of honesty. We're going to have a lot of truth in this podcast.
I'm all of a sudden really nervous and sweaty.
Raise your... Yeah, why did you think this
I don't
was
know.
A good
I just
idea?
Thought it'd be nice bringing my worlds together.
Yeah. Who thinks that that is the most disgusting thing they've ever heard?
What?
One.
What, getting peed on by...
No, peeing in a cup every night.
And then letting it distill for several days.
Yeah,
All right, so Jordan and Jackie are raising their hands.
Gina
thinks it's gross.
I've ever heard, but it was disgusting.
Now, Katie's on the fence.
Yeah. It's weird. They all seem very accepting of it
a couple weeks ago. I got really used to it.
Right.
This is actually a urine intervention. You didn't know that. We came here to send you away for a little bit.
Now, for those of you who want to see Kat's pee sink, I will put it on the Instagram. We got a photo before the podcast.
Yeah, we did. I'm thumbs upping in front of the...
In the pee sink. So go check out our Instagram if you want to see it. So, Kat, you've been back at school. We talked a lot about on the last podcast you coming back to school.
Yeah.
I had the time of my life hanging out with you like 80 hours a week.
Spangle and I are holding hands and touching each other's forearms.
Gently.
Do it again.
This is how blind people shake hands.
Yeah. Literally. No, they're like Ray Charles. He used to, when he would shake a woman's hand.
Feel her wrist to see if she
was would
hot.
Feel her wrist. Yeah, feel her wrist to see if she was heavy. So, dead here, Katie. Shake my hand. Okay. Let me see. All right.
Oh, God.
All right. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Freshman 15 is still,
yeah.
still on to me.
Aww.
Now,
fat-shamed one of her...
a girl who's barely 100 pounds.
Based on what she told me, her level of friendship and commitment to Kat and Agnos, I won't bring
honestly,
it up.
Honestly?
Stunning.
Stunning. Absolutely stunning.
You don't
I'm
find
shocked.
That kind of friendship ever.
Explain that. What do you
I'm
mean?
I'm not going to talk about it because it's disgusting.
Well, me and Kat... Like, obviously lived in, like, a dorm last year, and it was probably, like...
Heavy doors.
Yeah, like, it was probably, like, 6 inches wide. It was so tiny. And for some reason, it always just got really, really, really dirty. And then there was, like, the pee cups on top of that. And I just kind of, like, got accustomed to living with it, that it just kind of became my norm.
She's the picker-upper.
You're the one that dumps it out?
No, that's Jordan.
Jordan.
She did it one time when she had to borrow something.
Katie
one
just
time.
Rearranges it into a pyramid.
I was yeah.
Katie's played Flippy Cup with
it. Who wants to play beer pong? Surprise.
No, but the level, like, here's the thing. I only like loyal friends, hence why I'm a part of We Are Libertarians.
Right.
And my friends here, extremely loyal, especially because they put up with me peeing in cups.
Apparently they put up a lot, because we've learned a lot in this evening. Like,
I don't have a problem with the peeing in the cup. I have a problem with you letting it, like, ferment.
That was only a few times, and I was busy, you know, school.
I was busy.
No, it would, like,
English,
yeah,
because
it would sit there for a few days, and then, it, like, started to get a little cloudy.
So
that's when I was, like, that's when I would start, like...
Well, Katie, that was the marijuana. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, Gina, what is the best part of living with Kat and Agnos?
Notice the long pause.
Long pause. Not sure.
All these choices.
Oh, I don't know. That's. Can I have a second?
You need to phone a friend?
Let's go back to Katie.
Yeah, this is embarrassing.
I can answer.
Hi, guys. Where are the fucking cue cards I gave you?
I'll name a few things. It's like a nightly ritual in this house. Then Kat and Jordan have their, like, daily, like, argument, and they just start, like, beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Absolutely.
Like, I got, like, choked out the other night.
Literally, they...
Are you serious?
I mean, oh, but
yes.
Enough
so
about Aaron.
Dude, yes. All night.
Yes. You gotta come talk on the mic.
Come on, Jordan.
Come sit next to Gina.
She's
come
too
on.
Shy. Yeah, there we go. The third roommate.
Let's be
Jordan
clear, this isn't the
is
first
here.
Couch you've sat on to get a job.
Oh. That's messed up.
Now, Jordan, what do you guys actually, like, have hardcore fights?
I mean, yeah, sometimes. Like, the other day, I literally choked Kat out.
And I slapped her in the face.
Yeah.
I know
this, like, foreplay? Or?
And then,
sorry, asking for a friend.
This fight led into Kat sneaking in Jordan's window. This was all in the same night.
You which, set that up as totally different.
Okay, but crawling in my window was still really creepy.
It's a crime.
Which we will explain in the bonus segment if you want to hear the whole thing. But, like, so the best part of having her live here is that she gets in fights.
Yeah, I think it's funny because I'm never, like, involved in the fight. I'm always just, like, the bystander.
Here's
like,
the thing.
Letting it
what
happen.
Will they do
I
now?
Just like I like wrestling.
Yeah,
I do.
Kat does.
Wrestling or
with
wrestling?
Women?
Both.
With women, right?
Yeah, with women. Look, just because I like having sex with women doesn't mean that I'm a lesbian.
Katie, how many girls has Kat kissed?
I don't know.
Is it in the dozens?
Zero.
Honestly, it's kind of prohibitive when you have urine cups sitting around your bed and try to bring
no,
someone
No,
back.
Right. The thing is, like, whenever, like, we all go out and we're all, like, having a good time, I'm always like, guys, give me a kiss. And then Kat is like, no, Katie. And I'm just like trying to hang.
Right.
I'm just trying to be friends.
You're just friends.
Let's bump noses. It's not weird.
Let's Eskimo. Greg and I have never Eskimo kissed.
No,
that's
never.
A lie. I saw you two rub noses together.
When?
No, you did not.
Oh, never mind. They were my other podcast friends.
Yeah,
no,
because
so
anyone else
how,
would allow you on.
Like, I feel bad for Kat because the lesbian thing isn't true.
No,
and she's
not
even remotely lesbian.
No, like
well, just Taylor Swift, but come on.
Right. Really, and we got to talk about that, yeah. But I think it's just because, like, why does she go on dates?
Yes.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, like I've actually. I like When's to keep my personal life and my podcast life separate. So I.
Then why did you?
Yeah.
Why did you raw dog so many randoms and think it wouldn't come up?
When was the last date that she went on?
It's been a while.
Yesterday Have at the church.
Stop looking at her. Look at me. How many?
Don't look
how
in the eyes, Katie. It's a trick.
Did she go on a lot of dates?
She hasn't gone on a date yet this year that I know of. But you definitely like met that one boy.
Ooh.
Oh God.
All right. So there's been
Jordan.
A boy.
Okay. Here's the thing
beach.
With Kat and Bulls.
Oh God. Stop. You better
no,
be really careful.
No, we're gonna be fine. It's fine, Kat.
If you don't fight.
We talked
got
about
you.
This
over.
Today, and Kat and I decided that she used to really be into like the preppy kind of guys, and now she's moving into like the dirty hippie kind of guys.
Oh, I don't like this at all.
Mm-hmm. It's a crime. It's a problem.
And she also gets asked on a lot of dates, and then just cuts Speaks? Off all communication with the guy she's talking to.
I have a problem.
Yeah, you really don't like intimacy.
No.
Yeah.
I have to be the one to initiate.
Right.
Predator.
Correct.
All right, so we've established that Kat will date a boy, but she has to like you. So all you creepers that are sliding in her DMs, which is a lot, right?
There's a fair few. But
yeah,
I enjoy the attention every once
yes.
now and then. You know, I enjoy a good bomb threat.
Now, what was the the thing that happened that I was just going to bring up that we were going to talk about.
The church date. Very short.
All right. For the record, I would like to say something
the
before Greg.
Challenge,
young No. I would like to say something before Greg and Spangle get in. A nice boy who is part of our friend group.
Mm-hmm.
He
that's very loose.
Tried to sell me weed.
Did not. He did. Okay. Well, he. Okay. So he's from this town where I go to school, and he. Like, I told him I would go get lunch with him or hang out with him, and I haven't because I've been busy. And he was selling, like, fruit on the side of the road. And so
oh, wow.
The other day, so we just... No, he's not Amish.
The blueberries.
Well, and we just went, and I got a picture with him and said hello, and now I'm here. But, of course, you two, along with Jewy Jer...
Oh, whoa, hey, I mean...
Echoes.
Oh.
Sorry, the boss hog of liberty.
There you go.
Just make things up about it. What? I'm not allowed to call him that? That's his name in the group chat.
Well, that's because that belongs in group chat.
Uh-oh.
We don't
We're
talk
only
about
anti-Semitic in private. Jesus.
Right.
You guys need to tell me this kind of stuff.
Not everybody wrote a song about Hitler in 7th grade.
It was
then
8th grade, and I got an A on that project.
And then you dated the guy that made nerve gas.
Now you see why I have a problem with men. That's the root of it all.
How much are you, on a level of 1 to 10, Kat, how much are you hating this right now?
Like, probably like a 4, because here's the thing.
Okay.
My school reputation and my summer/podcast professional reputation are very different, right? Greg is air quoting. You know, this summer and on the podcast and whatnot, the day job, I was a bit of a legend, you know? Everybody mm-hmm. thought I was cool and funny mm-hmm. and talented. And then I get back to school, and like I said last week or 2 weeks ago, everybody treats me like dirt.
Right.
And so,
it's
you know.
You fight them and break into their rooms on a daily basis.
It was one time. But anyway, so, you know, I've been talking up how popular I am and how cool I am. And
which you are. You are popular and you are cool.
Yes.
I think you are.
Thank you.
I think
Jordan?
Not so much. Yeah.
No, what is it? All right.
If she broke into your bedroom window, would you
Greg,
feel that
I've
she was.
I've done it to you before and you've never said anything.
Honestly, I don't want to make this awkward, but I'd be into it, Greg.
There we go.
Is this like role play or what?
Yeah. Now, Jordan, we need to play Dr. Phil.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
This is not about to be the next wall party.
No, not Jordan.
Well, apparently what, had more what, legs than we thought.
What? Yeah, apparently. There's an afterlife. Romance.
I've never dated an Uber customer. How's it going?
Now, Jordan, what is your beef with Kat? Why are you fighting with her?
We don't have any beef. We just like...
It's like a stress reliever.
Yeah. It really
yeah,
is, honestly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is the perfect way to put it.
You know that she's going to forgive you if you're crazy and vice versa.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's why I went to her window to try and like get her to...
They're like, passionate apologize. People.
Yeah. I mean... Yeah, we cuddle. Yeah. We hold hands. We're holding hands right now.
Now, Jordan, what is your major?
Elementary education.
All right, you're going to be a teacher.
Yes, I am.
Have you student taught yet?
Not yet.
All right.
How many children do you plan on yelling at?
It's usually on average 27 to 30, so in between there.
You're getting a lot of practice right now.
I'm 25.
No, they treat me like I'm a child.
Well,
you have a timeout chair.
Yeah, and Spangle's sitting in it.
We're gonna talk about that later. Let's save it for the bonus hour.
We're trying to
sell subscriptions here, people. If you want to hear the bonus content, you got to be a premium member here. Now, Gina, what is your favorite thing about living with Kat? Have you
and then your major after?
I think my favorite thing would be how she flings eggshells everywhere when she peels her hard-boiled eggs.
She throws everything.
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 I'm upset.
But she also, I have two things. Second thing, she gives very nice head massages.
Oh, yeah.
I found that out yesterday. That was very therapeutic.
I know. She was my intern.
Ew.
Alrighty.
There was no heavy petting.
Your skull?
She did.
She
no,
gave me and
with
Gina a head
lotion.
Massage last night.
They all
and
were complaining of headaches.
Yeah.
James Neese, let's take a question. We have a secret group that we live stream to.
Not James Neese, please.
And so you can ask questions of us while we're live streaming. Now, ladies, need you to raise your hand when I in the affirmative if this is you. James wants to know, question for the panel, which of you are not on birth control, asking for myself?
Oh. I mean, I'll be real.
No,
you don't.
No.
I mean, I didn't say yes
That's
or
risky.
No. I didn't say yes or no.
In Muncie?
Anyways,
I'm trying to keep it.
Now,
keep
Gina.
Yes.
You like her head massages. You like when she throws things. Is that
you can always tell what she ate recently.
Why?
Smell or because it's on the floor?
It's on the counter. It's on her face. I don't know.
She takes out a lot of aggression on a lot of things.
No, cat's food is only on her face whenever it's like dessert. Whenever a cat eats a dessert, all over her face.
I didn't know you were a messy eater.
Oh, yeah.
No, the other day when you ate the like two donuts, it literally was like,
like a 3-year-old around my mouth. Because I'm not allowed to have sugar. So when I do, it's like a special treat.
Her mom never let her.
I'm what we call crazy.
Oh, wow.
You realize you're a grown-up now.
I forget sometimes.
I know. Like, you, she...
She beats her friends. She's not a grown-up yet.
The first time she drove to my house, she was going 55 and had her hands at 10 and 2. And when she got there 20 minutes after me, I'm like, why did you take so long? And she's like, my dad told me I'm not allowed to speed on the interstate.
Oh, like, when I see her, she is perched up on the edge and literally locked in. It is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You see me when you drive by, roll down the window and yell out a certain word.
Well, it's your nickname.
Oh, my God.
She's a messy eater. Interesting. You're so, she claims to be a very cleanly person.
I can attest to that.
All right.
Wouldn't you have help like you going around?
Sweeping up after me. Here's the thing. I thought you guys would say, I love how caring she is. She has a kind heart. She always brightens my day. And she's messy, gets food all over the place.
No, that's their favorite thing. I'm sure they actually all love you and think that.
Well.
Clearly. Except Gina. Should see the scowl on her face.
She always looks like that.
Yeah, like Gina, low-key, you should lock your door at night, Kat. This bitch about to cut you.
No, I really just look like this all the time.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
Stop making fun of her.
It's not the expression, it's the outfit.
She's wearing a nightgown.
She's wearing a muumuu, basically.
Coffee and donuts on
it. It's not a muumuu. She works at a place where she gets really dirty by a bunch of like germ hosts.
Yes, thank you. For explaining myself.
Basically, what we walked into was Greg, we're going to hang out with some sorority girls and Muncie. We're going to hang out at their house. It's going to be so hot. Walk in. One doesn't have deodorant on. One doesn't have
a
bra
on. I'm sitting next to her, she doesn't.
One's in a nightgown and like a pink nightgown, and then the other's Kat.
Hey!
It was really a letdown, man.
She works out in her jeans.
Now, Gina, what is your major?
Social work.
Hey.
I am also social work.
Boys, be nice.
Is this a problem?
I think it's amazing. My mom's a social worker.
Thank you.
So is my mom.
It takes a village. Hillary Clinton.
That is not what you said in chat. Say what you really think.
Well, I just don't think that you should get a degree for going around and giving change to black people.
Oh, God.
I'm totally joking, Gina. I got your expression to change.
She literally was. There was a blizzard on
that couch.
I'm
totally kidding. Totally kidding. Because I understand it's about self-empowerment and helping them use the tools to move up the social mobility ladder.
But why do you like poor people so much?
I just feel like they need help, and I feel like I could give that to them. I've always like felt okay. It's funny.
You got to keep
it
like this.
Oh, sorry.
Yep.
It's funny that you say that actually, because when I was little, like little,
you hated poor people.
No, I loved them. And I wanted to, like, take them home with me, and, like, I would always ask my parents for money, but, like, that was, like, before I knew to, like, even give them money or that they were, like, homeless, and my mom was like, you should be a social worker, and I was, because, like, no one does that. Like,
no, they'd rather give it to a not-for-profit so they don't have to see it.
Right, yeah. But I was just, like, walking the streets of Chicago, like, hi,
are you from Chicago?
Change. Yeah, well,
or Schaumburg, that's right.
Schaumburg,
sorry,
my parents grew up in Chicago, so okay. We went there all the time when I was little.
A lot of people to help.
Yes, a lot.
Correct.
No, I'm serious.
A lot of people.
No, like I've been detoured through like East Chicago on a Friday night, and it was stunning. That's not. It doesn't look like America.
Yeah. We accidentally got off on. We were in our Lincoln Town Car when we were kids that my dad had, and we accidentally ended up in South Chicago. Yeah. And my dad was like, "Just get down! Don't make him." I mean, it was.
Yeah,
bad
you make a wrong turn and.
Well, I mean, the real thing that got me is, like, how could you focus on anything other than staying alive? You know what I mean? Like, you can't even, think about things like, what do I want to do with my life? Like,
yeah.
You don't have that luxury.
That's, like, not even an option.
Yeah, it's like, how do I not get shot right now?
Or, like, not, like, freezing to death in the winter or something.
Yeah, like, survival's a real thing. It's not like a, you know, a white people hiking and getting lost thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That TV is an LB TV.
It was a first generation flat screen.
You guys are so poor you can't even afford an LG. You had to get the LB.
Well, I found it in my basement. I didn't want to buy a new one.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Yeah. I mean, it's all right.
They watch Jersey Shore and it's
yeah,
so old.
Yeah, we watch
it's not
multiple
HD.
Hours of Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
All right,
we're not
so,
very materialistic here.
So,
oh, really? Creighton Barrel? Right.
That's all Jackie.
Granite countertops college student? Oh, we're not materialistic at all.
Literally granite countertops in this yeah. place. The nicest shower you've ever seen. I mean, this place is really
although,
nice.
You guys bong beers in the shower? You too?
Well, yes, Katie does. So it doesn't, we don't spill it.
It makes sense. It's just,
yeah.
That's
I don't
want to
get the floor sticky.
Yeah, you already
here's the amount of things that go like you wouldn't believe the amount of things that happen in a young college girl's shower. Like they're on their
I've
phone.
Seen the movies.
No, like, that's so true.
You're all on your phone the whole time.
You're pre-gaming in the shower.
Well, yeah,
that's right. So real.
A shower beer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it like or a nice glass of wine in the shower.
You do wine at your age?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Everybody
boxed
drinks
wine.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You gotta
slap
like slap the bag. Yeah, exactly.
Franzia.
What else do you guys do in the shower? Like knit?
Play games.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Dance. You're not worried about ruining your phone?
I dance in the shower.
Well, you don't hold it under the stream. You hold it out of the stream of water.
Okay. But the idea that like you just can't be that disconnected from your phone is crazy to me.
Honestly, it always shocks me. Like people get that like anxiety from not being able to check notifications.
That's
like,
real.
If they haven't heard the beep, they like go ahead and check it to make sure it's still got connection.
So here's the thing. Like how old are you, Jordan?
20.
How old are you,
20.
Gina?
20.
And you're
21.
Oh, yeah. High five. Hey. Buying all the
great
beers.
Success.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, I'm almost there.
Almost there. You got like 3 months?
Yeah, like 2.5.
Are you excited to have your first drink?
Very excited.
Excellent. Do you have plans for your 21st already?
Yeah, and you'll be here.
She's going to set up a tent and get high as a motherfucker.
Hey. We'll be having the 21st birthday in Muncie, Indiana. The Wall friends will be colliding with...
We're
going to
go to the downtown bars.
Sisters.
Is that like nightclub like that?
Yeah, but I thought we'd just go to the Village. I mean, it's like a Wednesday night, so I figured most people wouldn't even want to go anyways.
Is there a good townie bar? We can go get some PBR.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now, Gina, are you excited to be 21 and drink? Are you much of a drinker?
I am excited, but it's not till March.
Oh, that's right.
A long haul. Mm-hmm. Jordan?
She's the same way, right?
My birthday's not till May.
Yeah.
So.
That's,
oh,
why we,
wow.
That's why we call her a baby.
Right as school ends. God, you're the worst 21st
ends.
Ever.
It's the week after graduation.
If you guys were real friends, you would stay the additional time so she had
but we're not.
I definitely will.
No, you better be staying.
But we're not. So.
Now, Jordan, how far away from here are you? Like, what town did you grow up in, essentially?
Indianapolis, like, Greenwood area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she lives literally, like, 5 minutes from the Wall Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which is what we call my apartment.
It's very luxurious.
The Poon Palace.
Gina, you're welcome to come over to the studios anytime that you'd like.
Well.
Nice.
I'm a frequenter there.
That's what we call an in-real-life DM.
Yeah. I just slide up in her DMs. I know the other two have boy. Do you have a boyfriend? Oh, she does not.
Dun, dun,
hey,
dun.
Spangle, what about
sure?
me?
Sure, want to go
single.
With that?
you're like my little sister. I can't have sex with you.
Thank you. Well,
so.
Not according to the porn you watch.
That's very true.
Your mom would have to marry her dad.
Yeah, honestly, like, stepsister porn is where it's at. Right?
Relatable.
Kate,
just before
I mean,
you got
honestly,
here.
Right. Kate,
in the shower.
You know what I'm talking about.
My boyfriend, we actually grew up together.
So, Katie, why are you going into social work?
My mom is a social worker. I actually didn't even start as a social work major. I started as an education major.
Did you go on probation by the sorority?
I didn't.
It must be hard. I bet that doesn't happen a lot.
It's rare.
You gotta get that mic like this.
Oh man, sorry.
Remember,
everybody.
Girls, like a certain activity. That's Ew, how close you gotta have it close.
Pretend it's your stepbrother.
I say that because you won't forget now. You won't forget to keep
that
mic.
Doing well.
God.
Yeah. Now, Katie, keep going.
Yeah,
so
my mom was a social work major, and my brother worked in a behavioral health unit for a while, and I watched how they were working with a lot of different communities of people and
diverse.
Yes, very diverse. Mm-hmm. And I really liked that.
Greg's first concern. Yes. Were there others?
Yes.
From out
of
town.
People of different kinds. Yes.
All the colors of the rainbow.
And I just really wanted to get involved with that and see what I could do. And I don't know what I want to do with it yet. And
assuage your white guilt.
Exactly.
I'm totally kidding. I'm totally joking. I don't mean any of this. No. It is really, though, it's not like...
I could never
do it. It's not a profession. It's like a mission or a calling, like the priesthood.
Yeah, that's how my mom...
Actually,
my mom,
elementary ed is totally that way, the way the...
Yeah.
The Indiana education is.
Because your sister's an elementary ed person.
It is
yeah.
not at all like it used to be.
It's just insane. It's not like, easy. You know, they all talk about like the classes that they're doing and the stuff they're learning about. And it's just, you know, like, yeah, we make fun of them because it's funny to be like, oh, you're nice to poor people. Because, like, that's so awful to say. But in reality, like, I'm just shocked and, like, very proud of them for being.
Yeah.
I could never do that. I could never do that. And
no,
it's just
way
insane.
Too vain.
Oh, for sure. And like 99.9% of the population is too vain to do that as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So to be that selfless is truly
yeah,
incredible.
Like, I really do Thanks, believe Kat. Both those kind yeah. of like elementary ed and social work are callings.
Gina, what kind of classes do you take for social work? What year are you?
I'm a junior.
We're all
okay,
juniors.
Okay, so you're a junior.
Are you all? Right, so
yes.
And you take what kind of classes?
I'm taking all social work classes, so it's just like different kinds of social work, and then I take classes for my minor as well, which is
now listen, I of course being incredibly intelligent and good looking as you can tell I know what social work is and what social work classes are, but pretend I'm a baby and I don't know what you're talking about. What define social work and the kind of classes that you take?
We learn like I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's like helping, like...
Bums.
don't
building tent cities one-on-one.
And you feel free to jump in here, too, anytime, lady.
Like, under... What's that
we're,
word?
We're like, both in, like, a generalist practice, like, social work class. So we're learning a lot about, like, self-help groups.
Empowerment.
How to conduct those.
Where
a
to
lot
find
of
the resources
yeah,
and, like, use it.
Different therapy techniques. If we ever want to go and to like get our clinical social work license.
You probably will want to, won't you?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, we're the both trying to get our master's tough. Like right after we graduate.
Isn't it amazing you have to have a master's in social work to get like a $12 to $15 an hour job?
Yeah, my mom just finished her like LSW test and her master's program, and she's like 50 years old, so it's crazy.
You have to really be committed.
Yeah.
We also take like policy and research classes.
Those would be the really interesting ones.
Yeah.
The effectiveness.
Yeah,
of
social welfare
techniques.
Classes.
Yeah.
Because poverty is not just, you know, the absence of money. Like, it can be cultural. There's a lot of different
aspects. Yeah. There's a lot of different aspects.
The statistics are, like, insane.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, in class.
Because, like, what you hear is, like, the white Republicans saying, they just need to get a job and work hard. And then you go to East Chicago on a Friday night.
Yeah,
you're like,
and it's like,
well, I don't think it works
not
like
that.
That
easy.
Like, what kind of statistics, Katie?
Just, like, the different, like, groups of people or, like...
Demographics.
How it, like, varies based on, like just women, and then you add like an African-American woman, and then it just like changes so vastly, and like it really depends on what group you're working with. Like if you're talking about like substance abuse or poverty or like battered women, it's just like crazy to see those like numbers vary so much, or like suicide rates. Like I always think that one is like just
stunning,
so insane.
I mean, what other things, what have you been surprised about as you kind of go through the social work stuff?
I think like surprises are that like you can't, like, really, like, all you can do is kind of, like, be there and, like, kind of just, like, give, like, resources. And then, like, kind of realizing, like, all the resources that are there. But, like, also Katie was saying, like, all of the different, like, aspects that go into it. Like, it's so much bigger than just, like, you or, like, a certain type of, like, practice even.
How do you feel about, like, you can't make someone walk through the door. You know, you can show them the door, but they have to walk through it. And to watch that, like, all regress after how much you've invested in the person would be tough to not take home.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Have you guys, because I have a friend that, that a really good friend who's a social worker who works at a school with elementary age kids, and I met her when she was going through her master's and now as she's working, and she's very careful to kind of put that bridge between her personal life and her work and not bring that home. I mean, I imagine both of you got into this, and Jordan, you too, you got into it because you're empathetic people.
Well, you mainstreamed Kat in your sorority, which is incredible.
Exactly. Here's the thing. They're all the loving, kind, compassionate, empathetic people, and I'm the asshole.
Right. So. She's signing autographs after the podcast.
Yeah, I actually.
Literally.
You told me to. It's not my fault.
I know. It's not your fault. I will never, girls, you can never, ladies, I didn't mean to assume your age. Now, Katie, You couldn't believe how big her eyes got last week after the podcast when I said, can you autograph these posters?
Would you take a picture?
She was so excited.
I'm gonna put it on social media.
Well, you guys are making me sound very vain. I feel like I'm humble. Maybe I'm not. You guys can attest to that. Am I cocky?
No, because you always want like opinions and reassurance on whatever you're doing. Like you always ask us like, how am I doing? Am I doing okay? Like you want to know what people think before you're like, I'm really awesome.
Yeah.
So.
That's true. Exactly. No, you're not vain. Like you do have vanity, but you are.
But everybody does.
I feel like if anything, I wish you had more confidence.
I don't. So. I don't second that at all. It's stay right there.
Now, engine that could.
Where to go?
Jordan, how did you end up deciding to become an elementary educator?
I mean, in like high school, I used to teach dance classes to like younger kids. So I've always liked being around kids, and teaching is fun. Honestly, right. I get so excited when I get on Instagram and I like look at people's classrooms and like how they color code things. Honestly, it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, she color codes my planner all the time.
Honestly, she's into the discipline is what she's saying. She got into teaching to discipline people.
Teach them structure.
Yeah. Right.
Because like, honestly, I was so impressed coming to a group of college girls' house. Your level of organization is amazing. You have like a place for keys. So when you're shit faced stumbling in, you can just throw them in. And then you assign chores like with clips. Yeah.
It's very bougie.
Yeah. What is that, like a really bourgeois, like a shortened bourgeois?
Yeah.
Is that popular?
Is
that what the young kids say?
Oh, it's bad like a bunch of songs. Yeah. That's why.
Meme drop right. top.
Right now.
So. I mean, I guess I don't understand it because the idea of I'm a very empathetic person, but being around people who are in trouble or people who are not fully developed yet would drive me absolutely out of my mind because I would want to take every puppy. No, you don't need to go to the pound. Come home with me. You know, that sort of attitude where I would let it. I would carry it with me. I mean, how much thought have you guys put into that? I mean, do you sit there and say, I'm going into social work, I'm going into elementary ed, which I think is interesting that they're going into very caring, nurturing, social. And this is a point that a lot of, this is part of the gender discussion that goes on, is that men are more attracted to the accountant, to the IT, to more of those analytical jobs, the INTJ spectrum, whereas women are more attracted to the social work. And that's part of why the wage gap exists, is because women are attracted to more lower income jobs because they take care of people, and men are attracted to more higher earning jobs like management. And
my big question would be, is that a cultural expectation that's just existed for years, or is it an actual, you know, natural event? Or biological,
right?
I
100% think both.
Do you?
Like, and
it's never either or.
Yeah, no, I 100% think it's like both, just like who I am as a person, and because of the way that we perceive women and how they're supposed to act.
Right. I mean, everyone has roles that, you know, you're born and you immediately have roles thrust upon you, so you can't ever really break free.
No, exactly.
So
I mean, if you hate your sibling, you just want to be like, I am not your sister.
So,
Cat laughed.
Kind of explain that a little bit more. I mean, you go ahead.
Like the way that
I don't want to talk over
the way we perceive women. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely think that, like, especially I'm a sociology minor. Oh. So,
Greg, be nice.
No, you're fine.
You're doing God's work.
So I'm a social work major and sociology minor. So I'm constantly just like learning about like different populations and how they function and what their roles are in life and all that, those things. And, you know, like women is a huge thing, especially like in our recent like political
climate
realm. That just,
I don't know what you mean. What are you referring to?
I think you know what I mean. that we just perceive women to be like sitting back and take on that nurturing role and
the expectation of subservience,
which is like fine. Like, and there's like the whole nature versus nurture, like, which is I talk about all the time in my classes, like, and I just think that's really interesting. And I know like I know I have like maternal instincts, and I know that's just because of like the way our culture has like pushed that on me. Like,
or did God make you that way?
I mean, you never know.
You have a rib of mine and I'd like it back.
I mean, what do you three, Kat,
how do you guys feel about that?
Gina, I mean,
because college is where you really go through these things.
Let me pose it to you, the gender roles. I mean, it's such a huge discussion at every area of society, but especially, you know, I would imagine on a college campus.
Oh yeah.
I didn't even realize like there were gender roles and that I was being, you know,
forced into one.
Well, kind of being just a dick guy until about 3 or 4 years ago, and I wasn't as, because I was just doing what I was taught, and then I met a friend.
It changed everything.
Actually, Amanda's story, episode 144, really, she kind of said, you know, you talk to me this way, and it makes me feel this way, and it's very demeaning towards women, and I was like, oh, well, I don't want to be that guy, so... Yeah. So it helped me kind of restructure a lot, and you hear that in that episode. I think Kat can attest that Dear Leader provides. He's very nurturing.
Yeah, and that's the thing is Dear Leader, like, you know.
Me.
Yes, Dear Leader, let's be real. Oh, I think I've explained this to my roommates, but our entire show is based on a totalitarian regime.
Right. North Korea. I am the dictator of this.
It's his world. We just live in it.
Yes, right. He is Dear Leader, the most supreme.
Mandatory freedom, Katie.
Mandatory freedom. And Greg, you are the...
I don't know that...
Diversity...
I'm diversity and outreach coordinator.
Right, and I'm Scat Cat,
our recruitment numbers, you should probably talk to me. Impressive.
Right, and I'm Scat Cat, pop star of Liberty.
But as a guy, I'm much more sensitive and emotional than I think people realize, and much more caring and nurturing, and I think that has hurt me in a lot of different aspects of my life because I'm not...
Right.
A dick.
Well, and we've had this discussion, too, is that... Women, you know, especially like people our age, when you go online or whatever, they talk about, you know, they share all those posts from the Odyssey online. You know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about? Where, ladies, date a guy who treats you like this. Marry a guy who treats you like this. And the articles list out every good thing that you guys are.
Right.
But women don't like that.
Right.
Because they're programmed to like a challenge or whatever you
basically cold and distant stepfather. This is the best way.
I've always told you to do.
Yeah.
Never give praise.
The Greg
everything.
The Greg strategy towards women, as he once put it, is the mushroom strategy.
Oh, get down.
He didn't come up with this.
It's from the movie The Departed.
Keep
him in the dark and feed him shit.
Women are like mushrooms. Keep them in the dark and feed them shit. Oh. And you probably have run into your fair share of guys
yeah, especially living on a college campus.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You walk into a frat house and that's like
Sith shit lords everywhere.
Yes,
everywhere.
Just frat and it has to be the worst, right, Gina?
Right.
You're very vehement about this.
There's a vendetta against the whole Greek system.
Like, she's like, I'm going to tell men what I think of them in her face. I can
exactly.
say
rape.
but being more sensitive, and I've learned to over time kind of just shut that part of myself off because it is less attractive in general, being more of, I don't want to say a feminine man, but somebody who is more in touch. As an ENFJ, much more in touch with people and their moods and
right.
their feelings
intuitive
and their needs.
And perceptive.
And, yeah, and like I've said, the deepest conversations that I've ever had in my life were with you. This summer.
Right.
I've never had that amount of like, not in a weird way, but like intimate conversations with somebody.
I mean, we were snuggling and looking in each other's eyes.
Watching Hitler documentaries.
Watching Hitler documentaries. Right, exactly.
It was a bonding thing.
It was a bonding.
A lot of feels.
Right.
There's nothing weird about it.
Nothing weird about it. I had my clothes.
I was wearing a cape and nothing else. It was nothing weird.
Not all heroes, Chris.
Nipple tassels and a glitter thong, and that was you, not me.
Right. There were nipple clamps involved.
That's progressive.
Mittens was very upset about it.
That's his cat.
Yeah. But yeah, the... See?
Gina whispers, I love cats.
Yeah.
As she's wearing a nightgown.
Oh, boy. She's going to live in a shoe when she gets old.
So do you do like what's your take on gender roles being a social work major? I mean, there's so much of the, you know, we need to abolish all gender roles and everybody needs to be completely equal. And then there's all the way to like Greg where, you know, men are men and they should be like John Wayne and women are, you know, property.
I feel like people just need to be like more educated on the subject matter. And there's a lot of double standards and a lot of like gray areas, and I feel mm-hmm. like some are just like slippery slopes, you know, like you can take it way too far on either end. Right. So right. I
everything
feel
everything like reduced to the absurd.
Very,
is absurd.
Yeah, that's true. But I feel like especially with like gender roles and stuff, like I feel like certain things are like appropriate. Like, you know, like, there are certain things that are just like, there are masculine feet.
Right.
Or like, there are certain like feminine qualities, and like, that's totally fine to have. But then like, when people like take it a step for, like, I don't know, it's just like very hard.
Like,
and I feel like
extremists in every movement that ruin it for the rest of us.
Exactly.
The militant feminazis ruin it for people who just want what your natural traits like, are to be on the same playing field as what the more masculine.
Well, also in some things too, like, it just can't be. Like, men like are, you know, like, built different, they're biologically different, like
chromosome level,
that is literally proven. So
our brains are bigger. You know,
science.
It's science, look it up. The fact that you don't know that shows.
Now, Jordan, like, how do you feel, do you think any of the role this played a role at all in choosing elementary ed? Because like, my sister works with almost entirely females.
I mean, yeah, kind of. The majority of, there's probably one class, elementary education class that I have, that has one guy in it.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Interesting.
And like, is he like, is he viewed as an oddity, or does it, do people say, oh, you know, the guy?
No, definitely people like call him out every time they like ask a question about anything that's like opinion related. They always ask four girls and they're like, oh, well, you're a guy, so what do you think about this?
Right. Do you ever call him out for just forcing gender roles on him?
Does he scream out how dare you assume my gender?
No, he doesn't. But I mean,
I'm a peacock, let me fly. No, but he doesn't get upset.
I don't think so. I mean, he's in a class with all girls. Of course he's going to get called out.
Honestly, like, isn't that the best
strategy?
Victim
shaming.
No, that's like...
He's doing it,
guy,
right?
No.
He's doing
No. No, no, no. Yes. No. Absolutely not.
You're a guy...
Because you experience, like, too much of their inner...
That's
you know, it's
point.
Like, it's too you're too close to it.
But see, here's the
it's
difference between...
It's a fast lane
between,
to the friend zone.
Here's the difference between you and me. I like that stuff.
Feminine products?
All of them. They're thinking, they're...
Oh, I was talking about, you know... Things
periods.
That are like a grenade and go away.
You know, with the blood coming out of
the wherever. Megyn Kelly's wherever.
No, so do you guys have just crazy SJW social justice warrior people like that literally everything is offensive and awful?
Yeah, definitely. I took a sociology of like gender class.
I'm in that right now.
Yeah, like last semester. And
fiction?
It's,
creative writing?
And it's it was like a large lecture. There's probably like 100 kids in it. And like my teacher like was amazing. She always remained unbiased. Like never let people know like what side she was kind of like on. Especially because I took it during the time of our most recent election.
God Emperor Trump.
Yeah. And
came to make us great again.
Yeah. So she never like revealed kind of what side she was on. She always just let people speak how they wanted. And people really took advantage of that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People were not afraid to be like, especially when we were talking about like sex and all those kind of things and like what, how women are expected to have sex, but like play, they have to be a whore and a saint at the same time.
Yeah, the Madonna.
Yeah.
Complex.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? And, girls were just like, there was a girl who sat right in the front and she was like, yeah, like, oh, I have a story, like, yeah, me and my boyfriend, we were like having an orgy this weekend, and everybody's just like, oh, like
TMI.
Hold on just a second. On Cat's mic.
So, no, you didn't.
That's I had to pause briefly to turn on Cat's mic. Yeah, but it's still not on, so it's
really?
Yeah,
cast, keep, one, two.
Keep talking.
Check 1 2, how am I sounding? Good.
Pop it twice.
Keep talking.
Pop, pop.
There we go.
Good.
Yep. All right.
So Kat was in your class and talked about the orgy she had with her boyfriend.
Could you imagine Kat in an orgy?
What? I'm attracted, fellas, right? Hey, guys. Pew, pew, pew. Can't you like the finger guilts?
Well, I was ready to go until you double finger gunned me.
Now I feel like I'm watching A League of Their Own.
Hey, it's better than be like... So for the racetrack, for the Indy 500, the cars are built upside down like airplanes.
No.
No, you didn't.
The shade.
I did.
Kat, I wouldn't attack me because there are 1, 2, 3 of your roommates here that will, at the drop of a hat, give me embarrassing information about you.
No, they wouldn't.
Hey, and I like the Indy 500 too. It's pretty cool, man.
What
just like carb day.
What is it like? What is Kat like when she flirts with a boy?
Oh.
It's actually awesome to see her flirt with a boy because I feel like she's completely like herself. And then when she finds somebody who's like her too, it's so cool because they're just like weird and
they just like vibe really
you
well.
You know what I mean? Like
she's always vibing.
I love it.
She's
yeah.
always vibing.
Yeah.
It's meaning when cool, I go actually. To the homeless shelter and volunteer.
Tell me more about your farm. I don't care that you don't have a car.
That was me being nice,
you
Greg.
You have great memes.
You should try it sometime.
Where should we meet on the corner next time?
Hey, you better be nice to me because you're going to be my date.
It's going to be fun. I'm
That's
looking forward
true.
To it.
Yeah, so
your roommate's
for those,
great.
We'll,
you guys are really fun.
We'll all be there, probably getting ratchet. It yeah. was pretty ratchet last year.
Absolutely. It's
going to
be a good time.
So
very
ratchet.
It's your 21st birthday. You guys can't go out, though, unfortunately.
I'm not going. I wasn't invited, Greg.
You're going to the one at right after.
Yeah. I'm just hand
it's
me down.
It's Greeks only. It's like a close prom we had at Plainfield.
I'm Greek.
No, you're not. You're German.
That's
you
true.
You tried to invade my country.
Yep.
And
very true.
And we won.
We made it great again.
Right.
All right.
Okay, so back to gender roles. And so the crazy SJWs. So everybody got real free in that
class. Your
class
had to be full of that because that's the kind of class they flocked to.
And when I told stories on the podcast, it was from her telling me the stories.
She's your source. Well, I mean, you don't find like the radical stories very often.
Right. No, but yeah. Cause
she's my deep throat.
I took it.
Oh, it's a quote from a movie.
I took that class like first semester of last year, so right during the campaign.
Heaven, I would
so
have had so much
that
fun.
Class was so controversial the whole time. Like it was honest. Like I had anxiety just sitting there the whole time because it was
hostile.
People would scream at each other.
That's the current environment.
And the
period, right?
And
now.
The teacher's just trying to remain so unbiased, and she's like, "Yeah, I really like your opinion," and she's like. Just trying to power through it, and everybody's just like, but it sucked kind of being in that class because, you know, I'm the kind of person I like to hear all sides of,
right,
like all different opinions, like
then form your own
before I like validate my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, being on a college campus, it's a lot of liberal opinions.
Right.
And in some ways, I do think I have a liberal opinion on some things, but in other things, I'm like still unsure about. And if like, someone gave a conservative opinion, they were mm-hmm. immediately attacked, which
right.
was like unfair because nobody was attacking the liberal opinion.
Sure.
Which is.
But usually the liberal, everyone knows the conservative opinion usually. Because I mean, that's what most of our country is.
Yeah. And
it, culturally
I feel it's almost like
extent.
A rebellion against their parents.
And they don't ever hear the radical idea. Like, you know, the second wave of U.S. feminism was the idea of community child rearing. Like, so, you know, that was Geraldine Greer and like. There was this rise of radical Berkeley ideas that challenged everything. The conservatives need to be challenged too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to have their ideas challenged or you get nothing else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you ever read, anyone ever read The Feminine Mystique?
Mm-mm. No.
No? Have you taken any feminism classes?
I did.
What did you think?
I told you, didn't I talk about this? I don't remember.
You have to an extent, but I didn't know how, like what the course specifically focused around.
Yeah, well, it was just a women and gender studies class.
Okay, so women's studies intro.
Yeah, pretty much. I thought it was interesting, but like I think I talked about on the podcast. Clearly you weren't listening.
Well, you're a woman.
Right, exactly. No, I don't know.
If I wanted
know.
Your opinion, I'd ask your boyfriend.
Right, exactly. No.
Guess she can't give any opinions.
Oh. No, it's just one of those things where, you know, you're fed the liberal opinion the entire time, which is fine because, like, Katie, I like hearing both sides as well. But it's to the point where even this summer when people, you know, SNL makes fun of Trump so much, it's hack.
Right.
It's not funny anymore because
it's like
it's so overdone.
It's like the making fun of Melania wearing the shoes to Texas, the high heels to Texas in the flood. Like, if you posted about her wearing high heels to a flood, you literally have nothing going on in your life, nothing better going on. And you just start to look so ridiculous that people tune you out. Like, it isn't.
It's counterproductive.
It is. It becomes so over the top in the criticism that people, it's the boy who cried wolf.
And when we're like. Talking about politics nowadays, I feel like we're not even talking about the political issues.
No.
We're talking just about who the people are.
Yeah.
And it's like such an attack on their character because, like, I mean, I don't know, like, who's in office. Like, I don't know them personally. I want to know their political ideals.
If you had read Bill Clinton's 1991 campaign book to get ready for running for president, we did on a show.
Mm-hmm.
It is arguably more conservative than Donald Trump's agenda.
Absolutely. Yeah.
America first, protections for labor unions.
Welfare reform.
Yeah.
I mean, his welfare reform is the greatest conservative accomplishment in modern American history.
So on my day job, we have a comedian on named Miss Pat. Ms. Pat is hilarious. We're going to have her
She thought that remake of Birth of a Nation was real, though. She thought Nat Turner actually got turned into oil. Remember that conversation?
No, Ms. Pat's going to
inform her.
Ms. Pat asked if she could come on the show.
So let's have her.
She's going to come on the show pretty soon. She's a scream. She just wrote a book called Rabbit. And I asked her how she ended up in stand-up comedy. And she said it is because of welfare to work. She said, Bill Clinton told me that I could get off welfare if I got a job, and then he helped me get out of it. And that's an example of a government program helping people.
That's what everything you guys study. Because that's like, you know, what do they call it? The golden triangle of like public policy you know, it limits expenditure. It gets them out of poverty. With that, what was it? Earned income tax credit was successful with that.
I mean, have you, you two, Gina and Jordan, have you two run into like the crazy SJW types? Like, what do you think of them?
Oh, yeah.
Or are you one of them?
I am not
you
one
seem
of them.
More radical than her.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, do you guys disagree on much?
Did you?
No, me and Katie normally have like, I feel like
we
the exact same
politics
views.
In the house.
No, not really.
No, we don't.
Really. Never
Thank
have.
God
Except
for you or
me,
you voted out.
Katie and I have like very, very similar views on basically everything.
Yeah.
How many I'm with her t-shirts do you own?
Zero.
Katie?
None.
We're Bernie, Jordan. Not None. Bros.
Kat?
Three.
Would you get this?
You own the Hillary Clinton outfit.
Yeah, that's true.
Would Natalie disown you if you wore an I'm with her t-shirt?
No, honestly, no. Mm-mm. I really don't think she would. No.
Yeah.
No.
No. She'd be okay with it. But radical radical SJWs in your classes, Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what are they like?
They just feel like their opinion needs to be like not even heard, but just like
given
it needs to be like screamed.
Yeah.
And
they
like
deserve a promotion.
Also, yeah, they like to use like profanity. Like they can't just say like. Oh, like a guy will come on to a girl. It'll be like, yeah, a guy's going to stick his penis in my mouth. I'm like, well, Jesus. Like, you did not have to say that. Like, it's like
forced
ridiculous.
Entry.
Yeah, like, it's crazy. Like, they just, like, take it, like, a step farther.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, it makes it, like, 10 times more aggressive.
And it makes, like, people like me and Jordan and Gina, who are, like, social work majors and elementary ed majors, and people who study, like, women and gender studies, it makes us... Like, when we tell people, like, they're like, oh.
Well, that's right. It's counterproductive again.
Yeah. And
vulgarity never works well.
Yeah, again, because the extremists, like, ruin it.
It also makes it hard for people to understand where, like, anybody other than normal is coming from. Because, like, I'm not saying that anybody isn't normal or there is whatever. But, like, there people take everything, like we said, to an extreme. So it's hard for people who, I mean, like, they're not fully educated on it, obviously, but they don't get it because there are,
they
like...
They can't get past the shock value.
Right. Mm-hmm, exactly. But, like, it's to an extent that's understandable because it's taken very far sometimes.
See, and that's what I think is the most interesting thing is, and we've talked about this on the show before, is how people are, they, you know, those who are part of the... Of the left, I guess you could just say. Those who are part of the left are so angry about the extremists and they preach.
It's the oppression they just feel like constantly.
Right, and they preach, you know, don't listen to them, listen to us. However, when it comes to the right, they believe the extremists.
Yeah.
Extremely intolerant. Yeah. Extremely.
Like and Charlottesville, I feel like, is really indicative of what exactly you're talking about. Like, I can't tell you the number of people that are, you know, suburban Republicans that are pretty much apolitical. That after Charlottesville, the only thing they took away was the militant radical leftists. And the thought of being with the people carrying, you know, on the same side of the argument with swastika flag carrying individuals didn't really bother them all that much. It wasn't going to affect their voting behavior whatsoever.
Right. Why aren't they going after Antifa? Why are they only going after the Nazis?
Right.
And I saw a lot of that.
I mean, and I felt like, you know, a lot of it was inevitable because you're never going to get identity politics out of politics ever. You know, it's just the way it is. But I've never seen such a hospitable climate for on the right, you know, white nationalism. Yeah.
Does it feel like we're all just kind of trapped in the middle?
I mean, libertarian parties has felt like that for forever.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're just students, you know. But like I've said before, is so many people I know, adults too, but a lot of students, are libertarian without even knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
One time I was at camp, not one of my, you know, Mike Pence camps.
What do you mean?
You know, like the Pray the Gay Away camps, not one of those.
I thought they zapped you.
Zap the gay away, right. Not that camp. But one time I was at a camp and one of our, like, counselors, I guess, is a black male, and he's like went to Butler, extremely educated, mm-hmm. and we were all talking politics in the basement, and this was in like 2015, and some of the campers are now, they now go to like the bigger 10 schools mm-hmm. in the Midwest, and they are complete Bernie Bros, SJWs to the core. And when they were talking with the black guy, he was, you know, talking about like, oh, I don't really agree with that, blah, blah, blah. And I said, so-and-so, what is your political belief? And he said, oh, I'm a Democrat. I've always been a Democrat, always will. If people aren't Democrats, they're stupid. And I said, well, what do you believe? And he said, this, I kid you not, he said, well, I'm, you know, socially liberal, but I'm fiscally pretty conservative. And I said, so you're a libertarian. Right. And I kid you not, this quote, educated quote, you know, the picture of what everyone should be like from the left, right? Mm-hmm. Looks at me and says, well, no, I'm a Democrat. I've always been a Democrat. And
it's a brand, a Lexus driver, or right. You know, like it very much is a sign of status and where your place is in society, I feel like. Yeah. And I've always felt that way.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a play of what do I believe? It's a play of who do I like hanging out with and what can they do for me in my career?
Exactly.
I mean, being young, and Kat helped reaffirm a lot of this because I've just seen her, like being around her and being a good friend to her as she's trying to figure out life at a young age, like the pressure to be quote unquote normal and conform seems very, very intense in your early 20s. And
even physically detrimental if you're not on a college campus.
I remember the pressure to just, you know, it's like, Jordan, you're weird if you're not married by 26 and have a kid, right? Like there's
what's wrong with you?
It just, there's so many societal standards that just seem like a lot of pressure as you're sorting all this stuff out.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
What was it like in education classes this last year?
I mean, to be honest, we don't really talk about a lot of the like social issues in our classes because we're sitting here talking about, oh, like this is how you manage kids in the classroom. This is how you write a lesson plan. So we don't really ever get to talk about that in like elementary education classes. But
they didn't bring up like Betsy DeVoe or anything like that?
Not really. They try to steer away from them.
That's good.
And
yeah, that's really good.
It gets like kind of brought up by someone and then they...
The funding's a big... I mean, it should be always on the mind of most because you're at a publicly funded state school with someone that it's appointing an education secretary who would privatize the whole thing and just hand out vouchers.
Right.
And, yeah. And you know, the majority of FAFSA probably privatize Sally Mae.
But it's,
you know.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just kind of insulated from the politics of everything.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's good. Where, Gina, you guys sound like you're swimming in the politics of
God
every day. Would you say?
Yeah, especially in our policy class, I would say, and in sociology a lot, because sociology
is... That's where the planners are that want to fix everything.
Basically mm-hmm. just, like, controversial views being, like, mm-hmm. talked about and, like, understood, I guess, but so, yeah.
Now, Gina, you shook your head violently when I said there's a lot of pressure to conform at your guys' age, and in college, I mean, why were you shaking your head?
Because, like, I believe that to be true, but I also believe that, like, you're not supposed to conform, but
non-conforming,
like,
is the new conforming.
Yeah. But and so it's extremely confusing, and you're supposed to like be your
I'm
own
a snowflake
person in a world that's like trying to make you be like everyone else, but you're it's like it's just very confusing.
How do you do it? Because what could you possibly choose that would make you unique nowadays?
Exactly.
That isn't just radically and like radically out of the bounds.
And now it's, you know, now it's not where I guess you could say, quote, preppy was the normal and art was the not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, quote, art is the normal. The Polaroid.
Glee's
the
cool
wall.
And football's Glee's for losers.
Exactly. So it's just, I think it's just a constant shift. And another thing is one of the other reasons why, of course, I adore them so much. Another reason I really find it interesting to room with social work and education majors is because they're dealing with problems that we talk about on the podcast in a different way.
Yeah.
So for me, the way I deal with it in my major is because I'm the part that's reporting on it, mm-hmm. right? I'm studying how to report it and what breaks.
10,000 foot view, kind of.
Exactly. So that, you know, they're dealing with things on the ground, and I'm dealing with reporting that to the rest of the world.
And
it's
getting them to care,
twisted.
Which is the hardest part.
Yeah, and it's all twisted and it's all warped. So it's just very interesting.
I played in a golf outing like a couple weeks ago that was for a battered woman shelter, and the number of people that would write enormous checks but would not give 1 hour is alarming.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's, and they don't even want the people who would benefit from
people
it.
Don't say that again.
The amount of people that would write a huge check but not give 1 hour of volunteering was stunning. And I feel like that's why the rise of not-for-profits is really taking off, because they, people care about poverty so long as they don't have to see it.
And I talked to somebody who runs a nonprofit the other day, and they said, I would rather people donate than volunteer, because people show up.
I agree, because it's done by professionals.
Well, he said, people show up, they hang out, they take selfies, they appear that they're volunteering, and then they never actually do anything, and then they never come back.
Yeah,
and so I need money, because then I can just hire people like Katie or Gina, who are going to come in and are trained
and
professionals.
Yeah, and then, you know, they have the philosophical training behind it of why they do what they're doing, as well as this is the trenches that I have to show up and do every day.
Yeah, no, my mom, she's a social worker. She works with caregivers and people who have dementia and Alzheimer's and things like that. And she's like, you know, like reached out to her friends and like people she knows to like help her volunteer. And she says it's like the worst idea she's ever done. She was like, I would rather people just write me a check, because once they get there, they're uncomfortable. It makes me look bad. It makes my organization look bad. And it's just,
they go, why do you keep asking me that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they just do these because they don't know.
Yeah.
Not right. That they're mean spirited.
No, it's just
interesting.
So, I mean, like, I would feel pretty good if I were you guys. The only thing I don't like for you guys, for actually any of you, is one, the amount of debt you burden. I don't know if anyone's financial situation, but, you know, your generation is really up a creek with the college debt burden.
I mean, we're millennials.
It's indentured servitude for a very long time.
Millennials definitely had it. That's why we're less entrepreneurial. And Gen Z, I would think, even more so.
I mean, right. College hasn't gone down. You know, prices don't go down in college.
No.
Right.
And you know, living expenses don't go down. Because, I mean, if you think about it, what you guys pay for this house could buy four of them on the block if it was just a mortgage.
Right.
But what you pay in rent, you know, because of the lack of supply, is stunning difference.
Yeah.
And you did almost burn it down, so justifiably so.
I mean, honestly, Gina, over a turkey
arson burn. Is so overdone.
Our landlord doesn't know.
So. No. You had four fire trucks come, and you put it on social media, and he doesn't know?
Jordan, no. Don't tell Silver Daddy.
Oh my God, I walk so hot.
He would not be very happy with us.
No.
Would he get? Never mind.
Oh boy.
Anyways, thank you for listening.
Done.
So, how much of your, like, I don't really remember thinking much about money when I was choosing a college or going to college, because I knew it was going to cost a lot, and I just got loans, and like it's just now at 33 that I'm starting to pay. That like
the principal,
like, yeah. I mean, I just deferred. I mean,
oh, it's like a credit card. Why is that balance going up?
Right. Mm-hmm. How much did money factor into your guys' decision making when you started looking into colleges?
Do you want to go? Or?
A lot for me, because I'm the youngest of like three kids. So I have an older brother and an older sister, and you know, being the youngest, you get to watch your siblings like make all the decisions,
mistakes.
And you kind of just observe it. And my brother and sister both went to college out of state, and I watched my dad being the only one working in the house while my mom was also in college trying to get her master's, while he was sending two kids to universities in another state
and master's then, for social work, no less.
Yeah, and then sending me to a private high school. So by the time I got to college, I was like, both my siblings had graduated, and I was like, you know, I don't want to do that to my parents again. Like, not that, and they were more than willing to like help me and do whatever. I have like the best parents in the world, but I from a young age, I remember watching them like at age like 12 and being stressed like for them.
Yeah, and I remember I went to IUPUI, and the attitude from counselors and presenters and college tuition admission people, it was very much go to a private school. You should go to a private school. If you can't go to a private school, then you should go to a state school. And then if you can't go anywhere else, then you go to IUPUI. And so
your degree will say IU for a third of the cost.
Right. And I tried to get into Marion College.
Oh God.
And I'm so glad I didn't, because
Catholics.
I would have paid four times what I actually paid. And I had to get a 3.0 to get the scholarship, I got a 2.98, and they wouldn't adjust it, and I'm glad, because I went to IUPUI.
Thank God you didn't do that.
I dropped out 4 years later with $12,000 in debt, as opposed to $50,000, $60,000 in debt.
And, with a worse degree.
And with a worse degree that nobody would have cared about. I mean, was there an attitude, was that attitude the same for when you guys were starting to look at schools? I mean,
Jordan?
I was from Plainfield, so I was around, and you're kind of in the Indy area, too.
Honestly, like, I knew when I started looking at schools that I was going to be the one paying for it. So I was like, wherever I go, I'm going to be in debt. So I'm going to go wherever I feel like I'm going to like it.
Did you have an inkling towards teaching and education?
No.
No?
So you got here and didn't know what you were going to do yet?
I mean, I kind of had an idea, but I was like, eh, like, we'll see.
Ball State, like, originally was something, you know, most of the funds sent to it when it started were for, it was the teacher's college.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, what about you? Like, in terms of cost, how much did it factor in for Eugene?
Were you in state or out of state, by the way?
Technically, I'm out of state, but I don't pay out of state because, like,
you have
my GPA
aunt
was
that lives here?
No, my GPA was high enough. Like, they, because I live in the Midwest, so they have this like Midwest GPA type of deal. So that helped, but I really didn't consider money, which is weird because I think about money a lot, but I feel like money is like temporary, so I did not want that to dictate like my future and just like my future just for the next 4 years. I wanted to like follow what I thought would make me happy and like what would be best for like my major, which I did change my major, but like,
what'd you start out as?
Child life.
Oh, development, early childhood development.
Like. No, child life is like, you're kind of like a social worker, but it's more child development and you're in the hospital with kids. So like your job is to like play and distract and like when they're like getting treatments and stuff, you're like kind of the middleman.
Set of jingling keys while
they're,
you
know, and you can
chemo.
Like, you're not a doctor, so they're not like afraid of you. They're not like, because it's like very sick kids. So like it's kind of the same, but like it's a more like focused field.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So but like most schools don't have that.
No, I think not.
So it's like, it's a very
new... A lot of hospitals don't have the budget for it, probably, do they?
Yeah. So, like, it's hard to find a job, too. That's part of the reason I switched. But, no, I didn't really let money go into it because I don't like money dictating big decisions and, like, happiness and stuff.
Right. Now, Kat, are you in college?
Surprisingly shocked that I came back.
For how much longer?
Let's be real. Probably a semester.
Oh, so you go to Ball State?
Yes, I do. No, for me, I turned down a lot of really good, I've told you this before, a lot of really good scholarship money to play soccer, D3, at a few like very private schools near where I grew up. And the reason I turned that down, one was, you know, my body was tired and I didn't want to do it anymore. But two, you know, the schools that I was going to commit to didn't even have my major. Or they didn't have...
It was classical liberal arts education mainly, right?
Yeah, like they didn't have my major, or they kind of did, but it was like a lumps.
Yeah, like when you go there, you have to go to grad school to get like vocational type training.
And so
you know you're taking 6 years.
Exactly. Period. And my thing was, okay, why do I want to go to a school that's right down the street from my house and, you know, commit all of my time and energy to one sport that I'm not going to become a professional soccer player. And I'm trying to make the most of it. I'm not going to become like an exercise science major. So this isn't what I want to do like in the long run. So, you know, it was kind of hard to turn all that
it's
down.
It's a practical decision making process for a young kid.
I know. And my parents were shocked because they, you know, I grew up with private, you know, club teams and private soccer coaches, one-on-one camps,
etc. Travel fury and all that stuff.
Right, and we never really, you know, practiced or did anything to get me into a school. Because for me, like, and this is kind of controversial, grades obviously were always important, but soccer was always first.
Yeah.
And so the second semester of my senior year of high school, to tell my parents, excuse me, I don't want to play soccer anymore, and to just all of a sudden, I mean, they're great parents, as you guys, you know them. They said, okay, because I've said this before, anything I've wanted to do in life, my parents have helped me do, which is great.
Till this,
right.
Honestly.
I noticed that your mother's disappeared from my social media.
Yeah, she's not interacting with me on social media anymore.
Right, right.
What's wrong?
No, she just
what
is
lies
gone.
Have you been
she's,
telling?
She's gone back to school, so she's
oh,
busy now.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. But like to
she can't
all of
shitpost all day.
Exactly. But to all of a sudden switch to, you know, get them giving me, instead of private soccer lessons, private SAT tutoring and all that to get into Ball State, which I always kind of wanted to go because my parents have always gone and the comm department's great. So that was the main factor for me.
Okay, so let's start wrapping up. But I will say that in talking to talking to Kat, it does sound a little extreme on a college campus. But we all know Kat's dramatic.
Well, it's content,
right? But I
she's not dramatic. She sells
yeah. There was no soot on any of our faces from the fire.
At the fire.
There was no damage, as you can see.
All right, please explain to them how comedy works, how the business works.
Honestly, I see a lot of char over there.
Are you?
Why are you still in blackface? That's offensive.
Exactly.
It's as dark as your perfect brown eye.
No, her eyes are beautiful.
Thank you.
So, but it doesn't. Aggressive. It doesn't seem as. It doesn't seem as crazy up here. It doesn't seem as crazy as, like, from the outside of college campus today, I just sit there and go, I would never want to go to, like, the other day at, I think it was Ole Miss or someplace.
Well, the Antebellum South is, I've seen parades at SEC school, because I went to SMU,
right.
And it was a Gone with the Wind party, and it was pretty clear that they didn't want anybody ruining the visual.
Honestly, I'm sad that I didn't get to see you organize it. It would have been so...
Well, there was a bake sale.
Right.
Me and CNN.
But, it was a Greek party that got canceled because there was a banana in a tree that some kid had chucked off.
Off of the porch.
And it was hanging off of the tree. And it was, did you do that on purpose?
I like bananas and there wasn't a trash can, so I'm not going to apologize.
And so he threw it in a tree.
And then my Challenger got wrecked. Somebody jumped out in front of me and Charlottesville was pissed about it.
Right. That was me.
Big ordeal.
Honks and Confederate.
Beep, beep.
And
my friends are broken right now. If you're not watching the live stream, they are just...
You could check it out.
Katie's literally shaking like a blizzard over here. She's going to go full snowflake.
On September 4th-ish, on Monday, we'll post the video to YouTube, but and you can check it out on our YouTube channel. But so they canceled this Greek event because people were triggered that the banana signified blacks hanging in a tree. And it just,
oh
it's
my God.
And so you
that's
read
such
those
a stretch.
See, and I yeah. support that kind of no.
you read that story and you go, I could never be in college today. But it seems like you guys just roll your eyes.
See,
at
but
it.
That's the extreme stuff we're yeah. talking about.
It
like
ruins
that
it for
is
everyone.
Not yeah,
it
college.
Does.
Yeah,
one
it
bad
really...
skittle.
What?
You know, honestly,
go ahead, Gina. Go ahead.
No, I'm just. It's literally for everything. You can't make. It's hard to make anybody understand.
It drowns out any kind of yeah. dialogue, any yeah. kind of like nuance or anything, and it just makes it look like America's on the verge of a civil war between
yeah.
black, like the Antifa with their masks, and then white supremacists carrying Nazi flags. Like, and that right. there is no middle.
Yeah, there's like no in between.
No,
like,
you either are a white supremacist or you are trying to be a Wall Street occupier.
Yeah.
How many crosses has Kat burnt on the front lawn of this place?
Listen, just because I don't like... No, I'm kidding.
I wish you would stop saying her Christian nightlights.
Yeah.
Thank you. I was hoping that's what she was going to say, but she just doesn't like the dark, so she has to...
Exactly.
And she loves Jesus.
You can't see when people are hiding in it, but anyway.
They're gypsies.
Right.
Jordan, I mean, it doesn't seem all that crazy. I mean, how...
You're kind of cocooned from it, huh?
Snowflaked... How snowflakeified is your college experience?
I mean, I feel like you have to think about where you are. You're in Muncie, Indiana. We're at Ball State. We're not at some big school.
Or Berkeley
Yeah. So everything here's not as extreme as it is at other places.
But don't you have that fringe that's like out trying to recruit people and get you interested in things with flyers?
Yeah.
Trying
oh,
to
yeah.
blow it out of proportion?
Yeah, I definitely yeah. think so.
You don't just ever like go and... Like I went down to a Bloomington pot rally with we did a thing.
Oh man,
I was. What did I say to the students of a democratic society?
Oh, you immediately walked up to the SDS table and started trolling, and asked them if they wanted a helicopter ride, and then they were confused by that. And you said, I love to throw leftists out of a helicopter.
Oh. Yeah.
They were so pissed.
Well, communists aren't moral agents, so you're not. Committing murder.
I thought that we had to. Our table was
that
right next to
that pink-haired girl was pissed.
Honestly,
and she didn't wear deodorant either. Do you know her?
Yeah, there's a group of all of us.
There's a Facebook group.
Yeah,
the
definitely.
Last time a girl didn't wear deodorant on this podcast was wearing a sweater like that. Her name was Chloe Anagnos.
Hi, Chloe.
And she said, I don't smell good. And I said, I don't believe you. Let me get a whiff.
Oh, it was so true.
And I put my nose in her armpit, and it smelled like onions and White Castle and She gave you
the garlic. Greek armpit.
It's the Greek armpit. Yeah. The Greek armpit's
real. I didn't
thought
that was fake. It's That's real.
Oh, it's tzatziki sauce.
How are you? How are you smelling?
Hold on.
Are you funky?
She's smelling herself right now.
Like bong
I feel
water.
Like I smell like a middle-aged man after he goes like golfing.
Oh, okay.
You know, just like right. after that.
It's a good must.
Like, yeah, it's like
must.
Not that bad, but it's not like what I would love to
what
smell.
What does a middle-aged
like.
Man smell like after he goes golfing?
Like my dad.
Like dirty outside smell.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
How often do you...
That's probably why Kat thinks I'm a dirty hippie.
How often do you shower?
Not enough.
Bi-weekly?
Yeah.
More than that, for sure.
I like, but in the past couple of days, I haven't showered.
Yeah, we know.
Got it.
She's actually the one that showers the most in this house.
No, I shower the most.
Okay, Kat.
What?
I think Katie showers a lot.
No, I think it goes Kat, Jackie, me and Gina, tied.
Jordan.
And then me.
Jordan, you fucking filthy.
Your pig pen, the smelly pen.
How often are you showering?
Once every 3 days.
Oh, that is disgusting.
No, I would say
like
every other day.
Do you like bird bath it at least? Like go in there and spritz some water on
Sometimes,
all the,
yeah.
you know, the triangle of death?
No, she makes me switch shirts with her.
Do you fight Kat and get all sweaty?
Well, I usually win the fights.
That is so not true.
Yeah, no, Kat begs for help.
Kat, because I will put one hand on you
She's
and you will
victim.
Start to scream.
Yeah, because it's funny. Because I don't want to actually hit you like I did the other day. I slapped you and you wouldn't talk to me for like 2 hours.
Yeah, and then what happened after that? I choked you out.
And then I climbed in your window.
Which we will talk about.
Surprise sex.
We will talk about that in the bonus show. We will hear more of the roommate stories here after this. All right, so final thoughts. We're going to wrap up the show. Everybody gets to say exactly what they want. If you want Twitter follows, if you want to use it to promote yourself like
Are
Kat
you all
does.
Coming to the live show on 9/11?
I can't.
No? Got to fly into some towers or something?
I was going to, and then Kat was being an asshole, so I'm not going anymore.
You're not
going
to go?
Jordan.
No, Kat was being mean. I'm not going.
Jordan. Look at
Don't
me.
Be petty.
Hold my hand.
I'm petty.
Jordan.
Jordan's petty.
You it's, chose to mainstream Kat.
Exactly.
It's about you and me.
Okay. Here's the thing. I wasn't even mean to her. She just like yelled at me and then whatever.
Good thing you
didn't
shower.
She won't be there.
No.
Her hand was very sweaty.
A lot.
What were you
then
saying,
you should
Kat?
Shower more. What are you doing?
What were you saying?
Oh, I was just saying, yeah, it's fine. I didn't want them to come support me anyways.
Final.
They should, though. It's going to be fine.
I'll literally be out.
I wish. Yeah, I have to.
I really wish Jordan would go, but.
Final thoughts. You get to say whatever you didn't get a chance to say during the episode or promote yourself or do whatever. It is open
Take
floor.
Back anything that feels offensive.
Right.
Kat will show you how it's done. Go ahead, Kat.
Okay. Yeah, so I thought this was a great episode. I was a little bit, like I said, I was kind of nervous because I didn't want them to come on and be uncomfortable, like whatever. But I thought you guys
I'm
really
performed.
Oh, shut up. No, I thought you guys shaking. Really performed well. And I think this is going to be an interesting episode for the viewers, for the listeners, because it kind of, like I said, it taps into not the media side of a college campus, but the inner, the groundwork.
What's
yeah, actually going on.
Right.
What's actually going on, I guess. So, no, I thought it was a great episode. As always, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, at Kat Anagnos. And thank you, everybody. What is that guy's name who makes the killer memes? Christian?
Oh, Christian Emmons.
Christian Emmons. I love you. I'm obsessed with you. Every single meme you make, I make my phone saver, like my background. Hilarious, hilarious, hilarious work. And once again, I'm really glad that you guys got to come to Muncie. It's been a lot of fun.
Every meme you make.
Oh, sorry. I just noticed something. It's been a while since Sorry.
Do you know what that is?
Scat cat.
How annoyed with that are you?
About that level.
Everybody writes it and says, I love Kat. Maybe not Scat Cat. It is, and it's 100% of the letters that get sent into editor at WeAreLibertarians.com. It's Kat has been a great addition to the show, but maybe not Scat Cat.
Interesting exactly. that all those accounts are like a day old.
Right. It's great.
Gina, final thoughts?
You guys were like a lot more like serious than I thought you were going to be. Like
We get that a lot.
Yeah.
Our reputation precedes us and it's not a good reputation. And then we like surprise people.
We like the disconnect.
Right. Yeah.
We want to be thought of like Attila the Hun, but then like that are smart and can have a good conversation after we steal your, right. you know, steal roving hordes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it was some things I was like, but it was good.
I noticed your expression at one point, so I had to put that out. I was pretty sure that I was going to get hit with an Antifa bat. Or she was going to throw her softball mid-air with her feminist friends.
Gina, it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast.
Thank you.
Jordan?
I was really nervous to do this. I don't really know.
You did great.
Yeah, thanks. You honestly, God, guys, I'm like, I'm going to gush after the podcast. I'm so proud of you guys. You guys were amazing.
I feel like I did terrible. When you asked me to describe social work, I was like, what's that word?
Give me change, I'll go show you.
I haven't bathed in a week like Jordan, and I am homeless.
I showered yesterday for everyone wondering, so I'm clean.
Today she's marinating. Jordan. It's a marinate day.
I smell like
sit in my stench.
I smell like an ogre after 12 hours, so I have to bathe like every 12 hours or else I smell like just a homeless dog that Gina would adopt.
Aww. You know, that's very unhealthy for your hair.
Yeah, you're not supposed to wash your hair every day.
Well, let's have a smell test. Everybody smell my hair and your hair and see who they'd rather sit next to.
Fair.
There's a bird in there.
I see why she fights with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I told her, I said, you know who I'm going to like the least of your roommates? Jordan.
Oh.
To be fair, I didn't know Gina was here. So, but
and now you're in both of
DMs. I'm probably one of the nicest roommates.
And you know what? You know what? I find you very charming. I'm surprised by all of your roommates. Not Jackie. All the rest
she
of
works
you are
at
charming.
Sales. Right. She sells discount jewelry at an outlet. Okay.
Leaves it laying in the yard. All right.
Hilarious.
Anything else, Jordan? I don't want to cut you off before you're done.
No, this was fun. This is better than I thought
it would. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Good.
We're glad you decided to participate.
Thanks.
Now, Katie, thank you so much for being here. You're very eloquent, very well spoken.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I was surprised because I thought you were just going to come on and talk about Bernie the whole time and smoking weed.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Kat, I feel like, is made me come across like a dirty hippie. And I'm
content,
just,
buddy.
Yeah.
Then she sees the torch on the whole pothead thing.
Right. But no, I had a really good time. I was like excited for you guys to come because I was excited to like figure out who you guys are, because Kat has been talking about you guys literally nonstop.
Aww,
all the time.
Really?
No, yes. Not true.
That's shocking.
Yes. Pretty much every day.
So, or like showing me all the memes or showing
don't,
me,
by the way,
clips.
Those are not for everybody in the sorority, so don't turn
no,
those.
No.
Not everybody in the sorority can see them, so hold the phone up here.
So I've just been eager to meet you guys, and I'm really excited I got to come on and
we'll
talk.
Do it again if you guys want to
do
it.
Oh, yeah.
I would like sharing.
And we hope
sharing.
You don't have to, no obligations next time we do a live show because they're pretty fun. We'll have you come up on stage and then you can have a bunch of creepy creepertarians swoon over you.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Hey, you want to go to lunch? Want to meet me at this church in the middle of Muncie?
Yeah. My produce.
My goats.
Even dressed like this, you ladies will draw a libertarian crowd. So.
You on this couch, stop it.
All right. Thank you so much. Greg, you get to go too.
Well, I just want to say thank you for having us. One, because I really appreciate it. This has been really fun. You guys are great and really just did wonderful. I mean it. This has been one of our better podcasts, and you guys had great personalities that you showed off without being nervous. And I appreciate the compliment of how, you know, you were more serious than you thought we were just going to be bomb throwing.
I mean, did she just make it sound like we were going to come on and yell the F and the N and the D word the whole time?
Yes.
A little bit.
She projects herself onto us called gaslighting. So that's what she does.
Honestly, she gaslights the shit.
And she was like, I'm afraid, I don't know. And I feel like I don't get offended that easily. So I was like,
We kind of, Kat and I tend to do that whole thing where it gets so vulgar that it's like it compounds to the point of like, oh my God, the white supremacists.
At least once a month, I have to go, Greg or I will look at each other and go, all right, wait, is this socially appropriate? We've lost track.
Oh yeah. But it's so true. It's a phenomenon because you get so used trying to get attention or get on the radar. Mm-hmm. And if you resort to trying to use shock value, you have to up the ante until it gets to the point like,
and
where you're banned from Facebook 17 times.
Maybe
it was a cyber terrorist and I bullied him.
Exactly.
Brian Kill. Yeah. You remember that?
They don't know who it is.
All right.
No. So thank you so much. And then also thank you. How far Kat has come since you decided to mainstream her into your sorority. I mean, honestly, she couldn't drive And like now she's dry. She couldn't eat. She was strapped in her wheelchair. Okay. You know, it's just, it's incredible.
You look great without the helmet.
Thank you.
It's stunning to me. And then I'm sure like that's, you know, the short bus for Ball State, I'm sure doesn't run all the time. So you take her to her things, you know, strap her in. But you're really well done. And no, Kat, awesome. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming.
I hope we didn't get you in any trouble.
Nah.
And stay out of windows.
Yeah. Okay.
If, seriously.
We will talk about all the embarrassing things that Kat has done in the house. She's desperately looking at her roommates right now saying, please don't tell that story. But we're going to get Katie to open up, and Jordan, we know, is going to spill the beans. But you can only get that if you subscribe at Patreon for $5 up a month. And you guys have been so generous. I'm not going to tell you how much we are bringing in a month now, but the podcast now pays for itself. We were able to run $150 worth of ads for our live show on 9/11.
You bought food insurance for mittens and muffins in case you die.
So we, you, in a week and a half, the amount of money that we were bringing in a month has been overwhelmingly generous.
You guys are the best.
I need you to go to patreon.com/WeAreLibertarians. You can go to WeAreLibertarians.com on the right-hand side, and you can click through to it and see how much we're bringing in, because it's a stunning amount.
And we hit 10,000. You strip and dance at the Libertarian National Convention, right?
I'm going to need stripping lessons. Which one of you ladies is good on the pole?
Jordan.
I honestly was going to say Katie, but Jordan, I could see has some moves.
What?
Thank you for listening to We Are Libertarians.
So if we hit 10,000 a month, then I am going to do a little striptease at a live show. But
with a coach, apparently.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear the special bonus content, you can only get that if you subscribe $5 a month and up. And you get that special content. $10 up a month, you get the live stream of the podcast. We get to take your comments and questions during the show. And we got special thanks to Craig DaCosta for upgrading to $100 a month. We now have two people, he and Jason Doolittle.
That is amazing.
$100 a month. And
we are so not worth that.
And my birthday is 9-9, September 9th. And Craig sent me a mic processor for my birthday. I literally had it in my shopping cart on Amazon to buy this morning. When I got paid this morning, and it arrived yesterday afternoon. So
best surprise ever.
Oh, it was great. So our Amazon wish list is on the bottom of WeAreLibertarians.com if you want to send us any equipment. That always helps kind of offset the cost, because as we always say, the reason we are trying to sell subscriptions now and raise money is because it costs about $500 a month. I want to do some extra stuff to help give you tools to promote libertarianism, and we can only do that with cash. If I can spend money on freelancers to build apps or JavaScript programs with quizzes, then you can share that with your friends and we can create more libertarians. And you can share this podcast, because without your donations, we're not able to continue to do this podcast. And you guys are so generous, and we can't thank you enough. And so all the donations for cash and equipment all go towards that stuff. And I want to thank you so much.
And Spangle, also, thank you for hauling all this up here, because I know it had to be in a royal pain.
Yeah, thank you. Honestly, guys, thank you so much for coming up here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thank Christy Avery, because like Christy Avery gave us the Zoom H6N that we are using to record this. The donations help buy the attachment that's $150. The mics have been donated by people like Ryan Ripley. The only reason that we're able to come up to Muncie and do a mobile show is because of people donating equipment and money that we're able to do more stuff. And so when we want to go do a show in Muncie and do it on the road, and we will do more of that.
We'll do an Elkhart show with Mama and Agnes.
We're able to do it.
So. Oh, yeah. I want you guys to come up to the restaurant.
A woke fest. Yeah. Yes. It's not Greek, though, right?
It's Greek Mediterranean, like steakhouse.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you get the live chat during the show, and I just want to say a special fuck you to Harry Price, my co-host on the new Tuesday show. Did either Greg, Kat, did you two listen to the Tuesday show?
Not yet.
I saw you with another man, and he was black, and I was intimidated.
Mm-hmm. I wish that you guys supported me the way that I support you two.
Here we go again with the feelings.
I made a meme specifically announcing it of you two cuddling, Ebony and Ivory, like McCartney and Stevie Wonder.
A couple people wrote in and said that they liked the format, they liked the show, and I appreciate that, even though they miss Scat Cat. But I want to say a special fuck you to Harry Price, because Stone Aldridge, superfan Stone, asked if any of you ladies are single, and I told him no. And
I'm so single.
And Harry Price said the single lesbian with the Don't Tread on Me shirt.
Oh.
So, fuck you, Harry. So
still yes. support the Yankee side of the Civil War?
Yeah. So, thank you so much for listening to this episode of We Are Libertarians. We will be back next week, and as always, we promise
to do better next time.
Beep, up, ba, doop, bop, beep.
Thank you for listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Get our other shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.